Excerpts from Agnes Parsons' Diary, April 21, 1912, Washington, D.C. During our dinner at 7:30, Abdu'l-Bahá sat and talked with us. Mr. Parson, Agnes Parsons' husband, suggested going one evening to the Library of Congress to see it lighted, but never dreamed that Abdu'l-Bahá would wish to add another activity to his already full day. But Abdu'l-Bahá said, "Let us go tonight." We first went up on the elevator to the rotunda, looking down on the reading room. Two of the bronze figures were examined, when Mr. Parson turned to conduct the party to another part of the library. When it was told to Abdu'l-Bahá that Mr. Parsons would like to show him over some other part of the building, he replied, "When one undertakes to see a thing, one should see it," and continued around the rotunda until he had looked carefully at and asked the name of each bronze figure. After doing this part of the library, we went with Mr. Parsons to his division, and Abdu'l-Bahá began to see it as thoroughly as he had examined the figures. Mr. Parsons turned to me and said, "If we go over this division so thoroughly, the lights will be turned off before we shall have finished." Just at this moment, Mr. Bernard R. Green, the superintendent of the building, appeared, met Abdu'l-Bahá, and gave the order that the lights were to be left on and no doors were to be locked for the present. Thus there was time to show Abdu'l-Bahá the stacks, some of the machinery for moving books, and also some Turkish books. And so Abdu'l-Bahá had the opportunity of giving us a lesson in thoroughness. On our return home, Abdu'l-Bahá had his evening meal, and he soon went to his room. But who knows the hour this night when he ceased to pray for his children and allowed himself the so much needed rest.